This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
2025 Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts are available online. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com. Get your commemorative shirt. A portion of the proceeds will benefit local volunteer fire departments. Again, just over a week away from our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. 26.2 hours of live programming on the Fan, all emanating from that location. We'll get into some activities. I know Pony said earlier today he will eat like the hottest potato chip in the world or something like that if people donated a certain amount of money. And Joel, the money was donated within like 90 seconds. So people want to see Pony struggle through eating like a Carolina Reaper potato chip. Are you into hot food? Spicy food?
Yeah, I would say so. Somewhat. I don't know about what he's doing, but I would say, you know, if there's a fairly hot chicken wing out there, I might give it a go.
So you are somebody that when you go to a wing place, you will venture on the hotter side of things just to give it a try. Like, will you go to the tippy top if you are unaware of how hot it truly is, or will you go like a couple of rungs below?
Probably not super high. It's not like top priority or anything, unless it's a place where I've been to multiple times and stuff and I've knocked out all the wings that I want to knock off at that place. I'll try and go for like medium to medium hot. Ideally, you know, start with that. But if there's a time where I could try a super hot wing, even just one of them,
yeah,
I'll give it a go. Work here and there, you know. Up.
Yeah, I mean, I did that at a few places when I went around on the little Wing It tour. Some places would bring me out their hottest wing. They would bring out a couple. I would have one. Maybe Ben Tenuto would have one when he was shooting the video. So I have, I don't want to say a fear. The bathroom visit later on that night is certainly not fun when you eat wings that are that hot. I also do sometimes worry that it will just be too hot, that it kind of ruins the experience. So that's where I will just try to have like one or two. I'm not going to be the guy that orders like a dozen of a place's hottest wings. I will go with flavor over heat if it presents itself every single time. Mike Burrows makes his second career start tonight for the Pirates. By the way, if you want to join the conversation, you can do so using the Fan text line at 412-928-9370. That is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Burrows in his first start with the Buccos, 5 innings, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks. That came against Milwaukee last week. He did give up 2 home runs in that loss. I wouldn't say it was a terrible start by any means. We have seen some truly ugly starts from Pirates pitchers. I mean, think back to the early days of Mitch Keller and what we would see from him time and time again in the early days. Burrows, if he can control the home run ball, I didn't think it was all that bad. Braxton Ashcraft made his debut last night. 3 innings, 2 hits, 0 runs, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. A cool moment with his family in attendance at Chase Field. Hannah Mears did a fine job catching up with them. I saw some of the former Pirates broadcasters chime in on social media as well. Robbie Insmakowski had a nice little Twitter thread about how special those moments were for guys making their debuts. We are seeing some young guys throw for the Buccos now, but the big one remains in the minors. Bubba Chandler is fresh off throwing 6 no-hit innings the other day for Indianapolis. That has people clamoring for the top pitching prospect in all of baseball. But I actually have a weird take on it. I am oddly not bothered that he is not up here. A few reasons. The starting pitching is far from the problem. And at this point, you are nearly 15 games out of first place. I'm not actually worried about them calling up the guy, because what difference does it make at this point? Yeah, the argument's there that you want your best players on the big league roster at any given time. But I'm actually not going to complain if the Pirates manipulate, you know, the years of control they have with Chandler down the road, because why waste that time on what is already looking like a lost season? When the team called up Paul Skeens last year in the middle of May, they were in the fight. And they stayed in the fight until the early days of August. They also had clear holes in the rotation, which made sense for the call-up. What's wrong with their rotation right now that has been so detrimental to the team? Nothing, really. Burrows is starting tonight. You can say that might be a hole, but at the same time, he just came up. They could have opted for a call-up of Chandler instead of Burrows when they sent Carmen Majinski down, but they went with Burrows. And before last night, when Andrew Heaney got the start, the Pirates had 4 of their starting rotation that ranked within the top 25 in ERA. And this was a stat I saw from the North Shore 9 guys on Twitter. Paul Skeens, 2.36. That was good enough for 4th. Andrew Heaney was 2.91. That was good enough for 13th. Bailey Falter, 3.47, 23rd. And Mitch Keller, 3.52, 25th. They have that from their rotation. And they are 19-36. And they are 14.5 games back in the NL Central. What is calling him up going to change? Unless he can hit. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. You can also hit us up on Twitter. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can find us there at 93.7 The Fan. A few minutes away from Dan Zangrilli. He joins the program in about 3.5 minutes. Dan will help us preview Pirates and Diamondbacks tonight before we get to the North Shore Tavern leadoff show at 8:45. So Dan joins me coming up next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan Hotline, that is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Chedrick with you on 93.7 The Fan. And on that Fan Hotline is where we find Pirates pre- and post-game host Dan Zangrilli getting set for Pirates and Diamondbacks tonight. A 9:40 first pitch in Arizona, 8:45 is when pregame coverage will begin. Dan, Mike Burrows making his second start tonight for the Buccos. What were your impressions of what he did last week against Milwaukee?
I like the changeup, his ability to throw it right on right. That's something that is something that typically comes a little bit later in somebody's career. They don't usually have that pitch coming through the college ranks or, you know, in the minor leagues, and that's almost always the last pitch that gets developed because people typically have their fastball, they have a breaking ball, and that's most times good enough to get them to where they need to get to. To have a refined changeup is really an unusual thing, and typically it's something that, for a right-handed pitcher, they're going to throw to left-handed batters just to keep them honest, something that's moving away from them in the barrel. But to be able to throw that to both left-handed and right-handed hitters is a unique thing. So that really jumped out at me in the early going. I think the line could have been a lot better for Burrows. He gives up a wall-scraping homer to Christian Yelich, a three-run shot in that first inning. And the ball, for whatever reason, typically doesn't carry well to left field. This was kind of stuck and snuck right in that left field corner where you can get a cheap home run if there is one to give at PNC Park, and that was three runs right off the bat. So you could be looking at five innings, two runs. We're probably feeling a little differently about Mike Burrows in that first major league start. So those were the biggest takeaways I had from his first outing.
I was going to say that cheapy home run, and then he gave up another home run as well. It seems like if he stays away from that in what is a bigger ballpark tonight in Arizona, if he stays away from that and he replicates everything else, he's going to put these guys in position to win the game.
You would think, and I don't know if he needs to come up here and be, you know, lights out, but I think they're looking for some length, five innings, six innings, be able to turn that lineup over. Carmen Majinski, you know, when he was starting, you know, rare were the opportunities for him to get you through five innings. You knew it was going to be a lot of taxation on your bullpen. I think the Pirates are really in the throes of their schedule right now as far as number of games that are sort of condensed here. They don't have a ton of off days. You know, in what I guess the middle part of the month, they had one off day from May 15th on. They'll have one coming up Thursday and then again on Monday. So there's a little bit of a reprieve. So they needed somebody, I think, with a little more length to be able to get them, you know, through the lineup a couple of times. And listen, Burrows was warranting the look. Majinski was not. His numbers were really good in AAA. And he's got three pitches that he can mix around there. And I guess, you know, now is as good a time as any, especially with this open rotation spot. So with Majinski not performing, Burrows doing good stuff at AAA, I think it made a lot of sense to swap the two.
Do you think there was consideration to move Majinski to the bullpen where he seems to be a much better performer? Or do they really want him to be a starting pitcher?
Well, apparently not. And I thought that would be, Donnie, where Majinski would go. In fact, that's my personal opinion as to where he should be. Majinski has been really adamant about starting, and Ben Sherrington has gone on the record basically saying that Majinski's stubbornness and his insistence on being a starter and constantly reminding the organization that this is something that he wants to do, that he feels that he can do. Okay, the Pirates, I guess, humored him. They gave him every opportunity to do that. He's got a good pitch mix. Now it's just a matter of whether or not he can use it all accordingly and throw enough strikes. But we saw better part of 2 months here that he gave, I think, the Pirates more reason to move on from him as a starter than they would continue down this path. And with some need and turbulence, especially in the back end of the bullpen, because Majinski, going through the lineup the first time, was as good as anybody. It's amazing how he kind of just lived up to the metrics and the binder and the game plan. Once that lineup flips over, the numbers just, there's this hockey stick of offensive production. So what's the harm in putting him in there to be a bulk guy, two-inning guy, or use Majinski as the Pirates used Ashcraft last night in that bulk role, especially with Bednar being a bit of a flip of the coin? Holderman's on the injured list and probably is going to be for quite some time. You're going to need somebody in the back of that bullpen along with Santana to try to lock this thing down to be nails. Now, I was talking to Noah Hiles about this yesterday. You know, the changes that were made at the manager position and the quotes that we read in the two outlets that were granted access to Bob Nutting, that we had to read the transcripts of as opposed to hear from him, and the tone and inflection in the chairman of the board's voice, I think we would have a better understanding of really what the intent is this year for the Pirates. Based on what we read and the actions taken by dismissing the manager, you're thinking, Donnie, that, okay, they're literally going to try to pull themselves out of this thing, and the urgency, and this is a win-now mode, which is a bit silly to say for a team that's 6-20 on the road, 14 and a half games out. And I understand that it's been, you know, better part of 3 weeks since they made these moves, but and things could have changed. But at the time, if you're in such a win-now mode, then why would you not make what I would consider a win-now decision, and that would be pause the Majinski experiment on becoming a starter, move him to a place where you know he's had success, and you could probably project a great deal of success. All of a sudden, your bullpen just becomes that much deeper, and you might even have a strong part of your ball club in a number of ways if Majinski's there. This move is more, I think, in line with something that we would have seen in 2020, 21, maybe even 22, when they were developing and looking at a much bigger picture with a lot longer of a runway, long-term type of move. I don't know, would you agree with that? Because that's what I see this move as, not a, we need to pull out all the stops at this given moment with the 100 or so games that we have left, and we need to win every single one of them to try to have a puncher's chance to make some big improvements in 2025. This move and this experiment runs contradictory to that from where I sit.
Yeah, it kind of feels like they're on a stationary bike of sorts, Dan. Noah was on with the guys earlier, and he gave it a coin flip, a 50-50 chance that Ben Cherington was back in 26. Do you see it that way as things stand right now?
I mean, it's so hard to really figure out what Nutting is thinking. And I, if you remember, Donnie, going back in 2019, you know, they let the general manager at the time, Neil Huntington, begin the managerial search of Clint Hurdle's replacement, only to fire midway through that process of hiring the new manager, the sitting GM. And then, if you recall, Cherington had to come in. They didn't have a manager at the time, so the Pirates had no manager, a GM that began the search. Ironically enough, it was Huntington who had Derek Shelton at the top of his list. They paused that, and then Shelton had to re-interview with, well, now the new general manager and a new baseball operations staff. They eventually hire Shelton, Cherington does. And that was just a very odd sequencing of how it all transpired. They made three different moves, and they cleaned house at the end of 2019. But if you look at the time stamps of those transactions, there was a lot of space in between them. So to sit there and say, well, this is going to happen, or that's why I think Hiles is playing it safe there, not just because he doesn't want to answer the question when he says 50-50. I really do think it's a flip of the coin. Now, what I am also going to think here, I'm just going to fill in some blanks, and this is me just totally throwing something up against the wall here. It is, Cherington has probably pled a case, this is just a philosophy, I have no knowledge of this, but he is so stubborn, Cherington is, in the process, and he absolutely believes everything that they are doing is the right thing. And I wouldn't be shocked if he maybe laid out a case because of the injuries and we're not at 100% and the lineups as we envision them, once they are at full capacity, you give me a sample size with that body of work, the whole ball of wax, and then you decide whether or not you want to let me go. Or if it doesn't work out the way that I think it will, because I'm so confident in this process and what we have laid out, and I'm certain that it's going to work, and if it doesn't and I am wrong, then maybe I'll see myself out the door. That's just a total fictitious scenario, but just trying to put the pieces together as to how Cherington is so stubborn and convicted in what the Pirates are doing, and you hear it in all of his interviews, and I believe will be better. I mean, there's this belief. There's really no change of course or deviation in not only the rhetoric but the actions. That adherence to the process, even if it means his own undoing, then he'll probably say, I'll see myself out the door, or once you give me this runway, then you can do with me what you will. I could very much see a scenario like that. But that's, again, me just spitballing here, throwing it up against the wall with no knowledge or sources to anything along those lines.
Pirates pre- and post-game host Dan Zangrilli. You will hear from Dan in about 10 minutes' time. Thanks for hopping on, Dan.
You got it. We'll see you.
There we go. So Dan Zangrilli will take you starting at 8:45. A quick look at the Pirates lineup. O'Neill Cruz will lead off. He is the DH tonight. Brian Reynolds bats second. He's in right field. Spencer Horwitz, the first baseman, hits number three. Joey Bart, the catcher, is behind home plate. Alexander Canario, the center fielder, bats number five. Adam Frazier hits six at second base. Tommy Pham in the lineup again, hitting seventh in left field. Ke'Bryan Hayes bats eighth. He is at third base. And Isaiah Kiner-Falefa rounds out the order. He hits number nine at shortstop. Mike Burrows gets the start for the Pirates. The 25-year-old is 0-1 with a 7.2 ERA. Joel Nelson, I want to thank you for your fine work behind the glass. A thank you to the folks who joined the conversation earlier. A thank you to Dan Zangrilli and not Noah Hiles. He joined the PM team. A thank you to Dan Zangrilli and Brian Batko for joining the program as well. Pirates pregame coming up next, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Then it is Pirates and Diamondbacks tonight. Mike Burrows, Corbin Burns, first pitch at 9:40. But you will hear from Dan Zangrilli in under 10 minutes. Donnie Chedrick signing off on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.